Oftentimes, when people get past the "it's tulip bulbs," they go to the argument. Well, you know, it's too good to be true, so the government's going to take it away from you. So I think I'll just not try. That's literally the giga brain objection. You're right. It will solve all my problems, but it's going to solve them so well, it's too good to be true. So somebody more powerful than me that hates me will just take it away from me. So I think I'll just not try. Literally the giga brain objection. The conventional thinker will tell you money is a medium of exchange, a unit account, a store of value, and they'll stop and they'll act like they just solved the problem. This is why you don't want to teach people to brainlessly repeat stuff. After a bit of work, you conclude that money decomposes into capital and currency. Literally, the giga brain objection. Stop and they'll act like they just solved the problem. So when you put money on that spectrum, you can see that on one side is capital. It's long-term store of value money that I'm going to give to my children's children. And on the other side is currency. It's high-frequency, convenient medium of exchange money. Just about everyone that studies this concludes Bitcoin is better gold than gold. Bitcoin is better property than physical property. Bitcoin is a better tech equity investment than any company equity. Bitcoin is the apex capital asset. If I gave you the chance to buy a digital monopoly, a global digital monopoly growing 80% a year for one times revenue with the cash, would you do it? The answer is everybody would do it. Everybody would do it. There's not a single company on earth that wouldn't buy a high growth monopoly growing 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80% at one times revenue. Would you do it? The answer is everybody would do it.